No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the motherfucking world. And today I'm sitting here with Doop Kane and Lil Candy Paint, two of my favorite little fucking hoodlums out here on the street. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
You resent being called a hoodlum right there?
I don't know how I feel about that.
You look like a motherfucking red Skittle right now.
Okay.
Hey, but I was just getting roasted by these guys. I'm like, no, save it. We're going to talk about it on the podcast. You guys are clowning me because I got these three colored pants on. What's going on?
I don't want to talk about the parachutes.
Yo, I'm fucking with Narcotic. Yeah. Caleb dropped these pants off for me.
Those pants are hard, though.
They would look hard, like, without question on you. The question is, can I pull them off as a 33-year-old who has never seen military combat?
I mean, shit. You got them on.
I look like I used to be in the military.
Shit. Fuck it.
Eminem fan type status, yeah.
The hat got to go, though.
You really think the hat's no good?
You got to show the hat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. You think that's better?
You got to sport that, yeah.
But I feel now I look more like a real, like, military dude or something. I'm trying to look like a funny version of it, not like the real thing.
You got to be enforcing shit, though.
You don't think I'm an enforcer? I'll fuck somebody up for you.
I mean,
as long as I'm bigger than them.
I've seen the video.
Okay, correction. I will try to fuck somebody up for you, and also, if it doesn't work, I'll have Coast do it.
Good looks.
Gang. Yeah. All right, so we need to do the proper introduction, because a lot of people out there don't know that Doop Kane is the young legend in the rap game who's about to be bigger than fucking Mary J. Blige and Marilyn Manson all combined together. True or false?
True.
Get in the mic a little bit more. Look at this red Skittle looking ass. You about to Snapchat
really
about me? Do you think I'm going
to
jump you?
See the top of your head?
Hat's back on. I'm not getting roasted out here. Wait, the hat's all fucked up now. Nah, you see that pin I got on it too? It's a fucking, it's like a Gucci Mane Squirtle.
That's dope.
You like that? I'm hyped on it personally. Shout out to Joe over there, the store. He gave it to me. All right, so we need to do the introduction. Doop, where are you from?
From Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, just like Gucci, right? No, he's not from there, but he's lived there for a long time, right? I'm going to turn your fucking mic up.
I thought he was from Alabama.
He is, but he was always talking about Savannah. Who's from Savannah?
Boosie been there. That's all I know of, though.
You a big Boosie fan? No? Who are you listening to?
I fuck with him.
Who are you listening to? You got a pretty unique style.
Me.
Just yourself?
I swear to God, all day, this nigga just plays him.
Really?
Literally. Like this, like two songs. I swear to God, all day.
What are the songs right now? It's always
that
the new
under
shit?
The sun shit? Yeah, that Under the Sun shit. And okay. Then he got another song that didn't come out yet. And he played that shit literally all day, every day.
I don't know. I've been that way with a lot of doo-wop songs in the past, too.
Yeah, I heard about you with, I think, AK-47. Yeah.
AK-47, so fucking much. That's my song. Nah, but there's a lot of new ones, too, though. I'll be on that Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely on that Santa.
That's definitely fine.
I got hella hoes. All facts. And, there's a bunch of good ones with Yachty and shit now. Doop got classics. His SoundCloud is like the fucking Bible. I mean, it's probably not really like the Bible in a lot of ways, but it's good.
Yeah,
I love it.
Definitely.
And you're like the new addition. Like, how'd you guys meet?
I don't know. This nigga ignored me for a little minute on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He was in jail.
You were in jail?
I keep saying that. That's all.
Like, what the hell you get locked up for?
Dude, I don't even want to talk.
I don't like after he got. I don't know. Like I just ran across him after I seen him got out of jail. I just was like, yo, bro.
Oh yeah, and I made that first day out shit, and then he remixed it.
Okay.
And then
he remixed it.
I DM'd him.
Oh. Yeah. Then this thing came to my house.
Like showed up.
A couple of weeks later, I just popped up. I was like, yo.
In Atlanta.
Hey, we was in front of the door. We had rings on, and then we accidentally clicked the rings. Like you could hear the click.
What, when you were like knocking on the door or when you pounded your fists together?
Like when we fist bumped, came out and you heard the ring click.
And you'd think that was like a sign that things were going to be good?
Nah, like weird. We knew then, we was like...
We're bros.
You know, it's my nigga, bro.
Yeah.
I had on a fake-ass diamond ring, and a fake-ass Versace ring.
You were wearing all that? So we were
real jewelry.
We're down with fake jewelry. Yeah, because you guys are young. You ain't had time to build up the capital to get the real shit yet, right?
I'm joking. We like dead-ass Friday got chains coming.
Oh, okay. But they're fake?
No,
hell. Swap me?
Chill.
Chill. Hey, you got to introduce me to your other mans over here, too.
This my manager, CEO Rashad.
Okay. Got you now. Are you the one who was texting me?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't save the number. My fault. It just came out. No, he got a Ferragamo shirt on, so I guess I got to be. I probably should have saved his name right away, so I didn't have to ask that.
Man, I got the ball mains on.
Ball mains. You guys are all fitted out here.
Lexer.
So what are you guys doing out in LA this time? I know you've been here many times before, but this is the most recent visit or what?
He had a show.
I've only been here two times.
Oh, only two times? Yeah, so the last time was the first time? The last time I saw you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my first time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time.
So were you were already making music, and then you were just a fan of Doo-Wop, so you got in touch with him? Okay. But so were you very early on in the music side of things at that point?
Oh, yeah. At that point, yeah.
Okay.
I was like 5 months in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Doo-Wop, what was your impression when you first heard Candy Paint?
I don't know, bro. I thought this nigga was ass.
At first?
Yeah, this nigga ignored me, bro.
What was it?
I was like, who is this nigga, bro? Like, leave me alone.
Bro, he had 123 followers on Twitter. How the fuck?
I was ignoring everybody, bro. Like,
how?
Even with 123 followers.
No, he had 123 followers.
Yeah, at that time. And you, but I mean, still, like, you know, even if I had 100 followers, I still ain't gonna be fucking with anybody that wanna try to talk to me, right?
Oh, no, bro. He's like, see? I was like, who is this nigga? Like, he's a kid. Like, mm-hmm. Fuck with me, bro. What you doing?
Right. Well, did you just know, like, hey, if we got in the same room, we get along?
I mean, I don't know. I honestly didn't think after then, I was just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Then he hit me up, and I was like, all right, fuck it.
I've known about Doo-Wop for almost a year. Shout out to Hesh.
He put me on to this nigga. Hesh put me on.
Yeah. I was at Babylon over there. We're all, like, smoking out, and it was the day I met Smoke Perp, too, I remember, for some reason. And we were just chilling, and he started playing that shit, and I just, my brain exploded. I was like, this is it. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I heard you kept asking. Like, I heard you Googled that shit.
Mm-hmm. AK-47, man. That was my first one. That's why I lost my Doo-Wop virginity. And now I'd be out here. I'd be talking to Jay Rich about you. Everybody knows now. Everybody knows that you're coming. What?
Whoa. Shout out to Jay Rich.
Hey, what did you just say?
What, the virginity part? Was that sus?
Oh.
That just caught me off guard.
No, it's all good. I meant like the Doo-Wop virginity as in the first time that I really got like, you know, hyped to one of your songs type shit. Not like, oh, that time. I can't even like make a joke out of this because you're so young that it's like if I even joke around about some sort of. Why did I even use the word virginity? That's gross.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Nah, that's fucked up. I'm going to strike that from the record. No. I don't delete anything from these.
Dude, you can't put no videos of you like having sex or anything on the internet. Like,
but you know, that's exactly. That's child pornography.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
It's OV. Like.
Yeah.
Bro, what would happen? Nothing would happen, but like.
I don't know. Like, what? Yeah. No, because I mean, I've seen videos of Lil Pump on Twitter that I knew how old he was at that time, and I'm like, I can't believe he just put that online. What the fuck is he doing?
I was like, what is this, bro?
That shit's crazy.
You're getting sucked up. You're like my age.
I've seen fully grown women, not literally seen, but like I know that it occurred when we're on tour, like adult women who could go in a bar and legally buy a drink. And they're freaking off a little pump. And I'm like, bro, you know that's statutory rape, right? And he said, what's statutory mean? And I said, well, that means you're underage. And he said, oh, bet. And then he started trying to make a song out of it, right? He's like, little pump get raped in every state. Pump get raped in every state. And I'm like, well, that's actually a good idea. You should make a song out of that because that's pretty funny. Wow.
Tweaking.
But that's actually fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up with that girl. Like, what the hell's wrong with her?
Bro, all right, change the subject. We're talking about child pornography right now.
No, well, not like actually. We're talking about how to stop child pornography. That,
2017. No
stupid
ass.
Well, you guys got that going on? You got like fucking all these videos on your phone, all these groupies going crazy or no?
Yeah, no.
No.
I'm seeing shit.
Nothing like that. Mom, don't look through my phone. I'm not seeing shit. All right, so like, Doo-Wop, how'd you start making music in the first place?
I don't know, bro. Some nigga on Facebook. Some random, like, I didn't know him at all. He had some long-ass Facebook name. He just hit me up.
Uh-huh.
Added me to a group. It was Ocean Gang back then, like, back in, like, 2011.
Ocean Gang? Like, the Soulja Boy shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah. I know, you know Lil B posted this thing, like, a long time ago?
Did he really? What year are we talking?
I don't know. Probably, like, 2010.
Okay. But wait, so this guy on Facebook gets in touch with you, and what happens?
I don't know, he just asked me to a group. It's like weird as fuck. I just made a freestyle video like the next day. And after that, and I don't know, I just started rapping. Like I freestyled that one video, and after that I just kept going with it. Like it was fun at first, and I just kept going,
Yeah, feeling from the beginning that you're good at it?
I don't know, I just kept doing it.
Uh-huh. You ever heard his old shit? Like old shit?
I don't know how old it gets.
Dude, like 6 years old, 7 years old.
6 years old, but on your fucking SoundCloud, you delete all the old shit. But is it still floating around on YouTube and everything?
I took
like a lot of shit down.
Trying to erase history. What was your music like when you first started? Though, was it similar to the type of shit you make now?
I don't know, bro. I had like my voice was hella light.
Yeah,
and I was on. It was a different wave like back then. It was different beats and shit.
But were you using auto-tune when you kind of, there's a certain style that we sort of know you for now.
Yeah, I was using auto-tune. I still do.
You've always been that type of guy. Like, who were you motivated by to use auto-tune? T-Pain?
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef, true. Sosa. You come from a different era. You love Sosa?
I barely listen to him, but that's still my inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Who do you listen to these days? Just yourself, huh? You know, I think that's kind of a sign of greatness, though, to be honest.
Dude, his mom, like, worships him. And he's like, he is a prodigy, though.
Your mom worships you. I'm just assuming your parents are going to be mad as fuck about your lyrics and shit.
No, she loves his music. Like, she loves that shit.
Wow.
I would love it, too, though.
But she used to hate that shit for some reason.
She did?
I can completely understand why. You're talking about, like, committing felonies, like, over and over and over in every song.
Did you just light up a roach?
Bro, chill, stop playing with me.
That's not a roach. Look how big that thing is.
I bet.
That's my whole day of smoking right there.
I bet you want to hit this shit.
Huh? If you consider that a roach, then you're officially like spoiled with weed, because that's a whole big, that's a whole blunt. You want it? No, you don't want it. All right, but so.
Look loose. Oh, never mind.
You always just spend. Have you ever actually put out like a formal mixtape?
Hell yeah.
What do you mean?
Because it's not sectioned off into mixtapes on your SoundCloud nowadays, is it?
Oh, like the mixtapes I already put out?
Yeah, or do you prefer to just put shit out song by song?
Song by song right now.
Okay.
Finish off a mixtape, though.
What's it going to be called?
Forever King.
Forever
it's
King.
I don't know if it's probably going to be like a mixtape or an EP. I don't know.
Okay. You're not signed or anything? No. You're doing all this on your own?
Right now.
So you just, what do? You just save up? You work on music every day?
Not every day, but like I work on music when I get a chance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? What else is going on in your life? You're not in school anymore, right? Why? They kicked you out?
Uh-uh. Well, now that I think about it, I think they did. But like, it was like, after that, it was summer break, and I ain't went back.
And your parents don't give a shit?
Nah.
That's so cool. What's your mom like?
This nigga might be on the
cool as fuck.
What's she do for a living?
Roll call.
She, like, she just be cool. She don't do nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Roll call, you said?
I said, this nigga might still be on roll call. Like,
calling it out every morning?
Oh, shit. I don't want to say this name.
That's funny. Roll call. I haven't heard that fucking term in a long ass time.
That's why I had to sit here and think about that shit.
You hated school?
I heard this nigga used to get in trouble.
For what? Smoking weed in class? Shit. I can see that. Behavior.
Yeah.
Just wilding out.
I hate school. I used to do shit. I just used to like walk out of class and shit. I used to fuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Just walk your ass out of there? There's a lot of girls in school.
Like, but it was like middle school type shit, so that shit. I don't know.
Middle school is like you really couldn't walk out in the hall. That's like the weirder thing when you get to college and shit is you can just go to the bathroom, you ain't gotta raise your hand.
Yeah, I dropped out of high school. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's what I said though.
I can like hear
out?
You hear girls out there.
Damn, bro.
Wonder who that is.
Oh, you're
loud as shit out there. I hear girls like walking through the alley. Maybe we should kidnap them.
You know how
I'm just being really calm, rocking. You ever kidnap somebody?
No, I'm joking. Come on.
What, you ever thought about it?
Come on, fuck.
No, it could happen, man. Shit happens. Oh, Quincy wants a blunt now. Quincy's not allowed to be on camera. I think that's really amusing.
Oh, shit, you said his name.
Well, he showed up with me. That's with me. That's my little goonie.
No, just like a shout out to DJ Quincy.
I love Quincy. I think Quincy's so cool, but...
Oh, shit.
Up, and now he's on camera.
Oh, shit. Watch out.
All right, so is this real? Your mom don't like Quincy? Why not?
She does. Like, oh, dope.
Get a little closer to the mic.
It was just a problem, like, yesterday. Oh, dope, bro. She just got bad for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. She was on some shit.
Really? Literally, yeah. That's fire. You say that a lot normally, or you're just saying that because I'm here?
I had to say that because you was here.
Yeah, that's tight. I like that. That's cool, bro.
That's why I laughed. I was like, bro, I just don't want to say that.
Yeah, so, all right, how would you put into words what you like about doo-wop's music?
Do you like my music, bro?
I like your music.
That shit just is different, bro. It's like melodic and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fire. It's like then he's diverse as fuck. Like, he literally can make any type of song. Any type of fucking song.
Yeah, he's crazy, crazy melodies. Like, it's just catchy as fuck. Every time he pulls up.
I don't know what comes to his head. Like, just watch him record. I just be like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Bruh, this nigga is 15.
I know.
How? What's in there?
You're 15 too?
Fuck no, I'm 18.
18?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. So you're like the chaperone to him. You showing him like the way of the world or not?
Hell nah.
I'm a kid with this
name. I had no idea you were 18. I thought you were like his age.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. You came out and performed at the Lil Pump show. Cause why couldn't you make it out there? I felt like an idiot. I was tweeting about it. I'm like, Duep Kane, first LA appearance.
Bro, he was procrastinating.
He quote tweets me. He goes, nah, I ain't there. Even, I'm like, oh, moving. Thanks.
I wasn't procrastinating. I wasn't moving. I didn't even say nothing. I didn't even come. I thought
that he was telling me
I
that
was
you
home
were
home when that happened.
I know.
You I was quote, with you.
You quote oh, no, tweeted no, that you're like, I'm not there. I'm like, great.
I was in LA. Okay. I was with this nigga.
Oh, he's in LA. Oh, yeah, you wasn't.
Because they kept teasing me with it. Hash, Candy Paint, they're all like, yo, Duop's coming, blah, blah, blah. They kept making me think. I'm like, you know, I'm out here. Like, they know I actually listen to your shit, like, all the time. So I'm like, I want to meet this kid. I want to see what he's actually like.
His things are bullshit.
And he pulled up and just banged on me. Just fucking.
He said, yeah, I'm going to come. Smoking outside. Yeah, I'm going to come. Nigga called this nigga a week later. Bruh. Dude, like, nothing. Nothing.
You saying that happened?
Yes, I'm saying that.
I remember that.
Okay.
Last time he was here, because we tried to do this interview before and it didn't work due to some technical issues. But last time he was here, I said, I was like, you know, I like your music because you remind me of One Night by Yachty. He's like, no. He's like, I was like, I feel like you sort of took some inspiration from that. He's like, no. Whoa. I'm like, I feel like a lot of your shit kind of started off in that lane. He's like, no. Just shut me down so bad. I'm like, all right. Is that that's just totally wrong?
That's all the way wrong.
For who, him?
For you.
Oh, God. Wow.
What the fuck?
That's I don't know, man. Nah.
You just don't like being compared to other dudes?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm not in that conversation.
How'd you meet Yachty, though? Because now you're bros.
How'd I meet Yachty? It was like 6 in the morning, and I woke up. I don't know, bro. It was weird as fuck.
He was just standing there over your bed, just staring at you. 6 in the morning is a weird time to meet somebody.
Nah, it was, I was on Twitter. And, this nigga, he had remixed Porn Codeine, but, like, he didn't put it out or nothing. It was just some showing love type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he deleted it, but somebody screenshotted it and DM'd it to me on Instagram.
And is this real early on or a while back?
It was last year.
Okay.
And I Snapchatted him. I didn't know he was going to snap me back, but he did. And then gave me his number, and then he sent me this the remix.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And after that, I was with Kay, and he took me to QC, and then that's when I actually met him.
Okay. Kay Supreme.
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
I don't know, man. With Kay, that nigga was acting weird. He was like, I was stealing swag. I was like, huh? At first,
he told you were stealing swag.
Yeah, he came in. He was like, you stealing sauce. I was like, how? Because it was this one song. You know how you say he created flex music and all that shit? Mm-hmm. I had a song called Count Up Music or some shit. He said I was stealing swag. And
Count Up Music?
Yeah. It's an old song.
Young Scooter used to say it too. Count Up Music. Count up. I love it. Normal people could be listening to this and be like, damn, like stealing swag is like a real beef. That's like a real a thing.
But later that night he hit me. He was like, no, not later that night. It was the next day. I don't know. I think it was later that night.
Oh, I'm not gonna get a nigga no clout, but bro, somebody out there that wants to be this nigga so bad that pisses me off, bro.
Wanna be him?
Yes, bro, and it pisses me off, bro.
And bro, he was like, he fuck with no smoke. And after that, I don't know. It was just you just start fucking connecting.
You guys just became bros? What do you do when you and Supreme sit around and hang out?
We smoke a lot of weed.
That's what I was figuring.
We try to record music. Ride around in his coupe and
go to the mall.
Now we just be going to fucking traps and shit.
Traps?
Oh no, yeah.
What, just pop up and just buy a pack real quick?
Yeah,
that's fire. That's what I do, to be honest.
I just stay at a trap.
Yeah. I go to every different hood in LA. I just buy a pack. So what was it like? Tell me about the day you met Yachty. How'd that go down?
So he was listening to something he made. And I don't know. I was dancing to it. He looked back and smiled at me, and then I smiled back. And then after that, turned around. I saw. And then after that, I start linking with him more.
Mm-hmm. You guys kind of remind me of each other, like personality-wise, too, in a weird way. Well, I guess you're a little more shy.
I wouldn't say that. I'd just be cooling.
You don't consider yourself shy?
No, I'd just be cooling. Like,
cooling is a word for it, too, yeah.
I'm not really that active. I'd just be
just here. That's why I'm surprised we even got the interview with you, because you're just a cool ass, like, I don't know. Like,
you rare.
Yeah, he's rare as fuck. It's like, who's rare like Duopas?
Lil B.
Lil B. But everybody knows who Lil B is. He's like, he's passed. He's done it. He blew the fuck up. Got mega famous, and now he's low key. Duop is like, everybody knows that he's got the sauce right now, but he's just like super laid back. I think it's because he knows that he's building something, and then he doesn't need to trot it out in front of everybody hardcore yet.
Yeah. Like, he don't try.
Yeah.
He just let that shit go.
It just comes out of him. Sometimes you meet somebody and they're just cool as a motherfucking cucumber, and they just got it. They got the sauce just oozing out of them. Everywhere they walk, it's like a volcano erupting. It's just swag and sauce spilling everywhere. You got it all over your shirt. You got to wear a bib. Any of this sound familiar?
Yes.
Was that weird?
Hell.
True or false? Hit me with something.
Y'all niggas fake laughing.
I'm not. They're fake laughing.
I'm for real laughing. This nigga hell.
I'm for real laughing.
Who's it is? All
right, tell me a story. Tell me about something crazy that happened to you one time.
Dang, something crazy.
This is like you go to a therapist in school or whatever, and they're just trying to get something out of you.
Something crazy.
Yeah. Something crazy you did or that happened to you.
Oh no, bro. Nothing crazy really happened to me in life.
Really?
Nothing be going on.
You must have just posted.
Except, like, only thing, like, close to crazy is police, like, random, like, I don't know. Nothing crazy be going on.
Mm-hmm. Police. Fuck the police. I could do this all day. I know all the words to all your songs.
I believe you.
Not really, but probably, like, a very, very large percentage.
I believe.
Walking this bitch with my ice on. No, you know what one of my favorite lyrics is from you too, and I just want the story on it when you say, "All my people's rapping under boulders." It's not people's.
Rapping up the boulders.
Under boulders, or what was the actual
up
lyric?
The
you in the mic for a second?
Up the boulders.
Up the boulders. What does that mean?
Fucking brick, like a brick.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking you were saying they were rapping under boulders, and I'm like picturing like a salamander or a fucking ant that's just trapped under a huge rock, trying to rap his way out of it.
A rock, yeah, a brick.
Right. Quincy's like dying over here.
You're going out so bad right now.
Nah, but you gotta understand. Think about it, man. It's like you listen to the songs, you start to hear these words, you start to like create like meaning in your head, and then you find out that they weren't saying at all what you said, and then you still got that like meaning in your head.
Bro, you just lost. I just got lost.
You got lost in the sauce. Bro, you got lost in.
Oh God.
Huh?
He said.
I'm geeked.
Yeah.
You're high?
That's all I'm thinking about right now.
You're geeked on what? Weed?
Yeah. Yes. Nothing else.
Really? I never get. I can smoke a lot of fucking weed before I get like geeked.
I mean, yeah, but you're like
old
and bigger.
I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, I know. But you guys ever eat edibles?
Fucking us up, bro.
But
this nigga and I ate the other day, bro.
Was
fucked up.
Edibles and I ate. That's a bad idea. You might throw up, ruin the interior.
He was gonna cry, bro. And where IHOP? That nigga ate like he didn't know what MG meant. 400 MG meant. So like he ate the whole shit at once.
Like the cereal.
Like really? 2 hours later, this nigga fell asleep at IHOP for like 30 minutes. And we was telling him, come on, bro, let's go, bro.
Yeah,
I
want to
leave.
It's that like, pass what are you doing?
And he was just asleep.
He got an I-8?
It was just a rental.
You fin too, though.
You guys rent cars and you're proud of it. That's cool. A lot of people are like ashamed that they rent their cars.
Our rental was cool as fuck.
We have for 3 days.
But they trying to cook, like academics, they're trying to cook Rich the Kid for renting a car.
Bro, I'm not even gonna say nothing.
It's stupid though. It's like what? You're gonna own 15 cars? You know.
It's just the internet, bro. It's just what niggas be doing. Yeah.
But if you're somebody if you're a rapper, you want to flex a different car every month?
It's not even like that. We just didn't want to be riding around looking ass for 3 days.
How much you got paid to rent an
i8? I don't even know. How much that shit was?
$1,500.
A week?
A day.
A day? Jesus Christ. You got a bond on a troll out here. Yeah, that's fucked up. Damn, I had no idea it was that much. I thought it was like $1,500 to rent a fucking Lambo and shit.
It was all that shit there, too.
Yeah.
But the i8 got 4 seats.
Oh, there you go. That's a very good point. You ain't got to throw do up in the trunk.
I was in the backseat, bro. I just let that thing get in.
You let him take the front?
I can't even fit in the trunk. That trunk's small as fuck.
And this nigga's bigger than me.
I didn't really want to put you in the trunk. That's fucked up.
I was sitting there in the front the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so what do you think of Candy Paint's music? Describe what he got going on.
It's cool. It's fire. Like, it's different.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
I like it, too. I love Candy Paint's music. He's over here just internet thugging. No, it's the name of a song.
He's going out bad.
I'm not trying to cook you, bro.
He's going out bad.
I'm just like trying to, you know, get you guys to talk about your music and shit. You only have two videos out, or you got more, but those are only like the two dope ones?
I have one video out. That's hell.
Not you, him. But you, what's the one, your one video called again? I forget.
Smelly.
But I feel like you got a lot of other hard songs that really need videos.
Bro, the cameraman made my house look
fine. Him.
He made what?
He made my house look fine.
Oh, okay. For the Smelly video, that was your house? Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I'm always thinking you guys are just Airbnb-ing it whenever you shoot videos.
Or like shoot videos at real places.
Real places. Under boulders. If I was going to shoot a rap video, I'd just shoot it like behind the supermarket. Or maybe in the supermarket, just stand out front, waving a bell like I'm raising money for fucking... little kids or something, like in Christmas time. No. You don't know what I'm talking about?
We not on that wave.
Not on the supermarket, rapping outside the supermarket wave. What about you though? What's your you got big plans? You guys got collabs coming? What?
We just be kicking shit in there.
Who, me and Candy Paint?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. We just be kicking shit.
Oh mm-hmm. God.
We barely record, but like we gonna record.
Like, bro, we don't like think about each other as rappers. We just get like, it's like my real little brother.
Right.
I just, bro, 90% of the time, like I'm mad at this nigga.
You're mad at him? Yeah. 90% is a huge percentage of the time.
He annoys me.
Why? What does he do that's so annoying?
I don't know. If I ask him a question, sometimes he won't answer.
Yeah, he's like, too cool like that, right? Yeah. He don't want to make it easy on you. Even right now, really, it's like he's kind of doing the, you know. He's like one word answering me, but I'm ready for it now. So I was ready. I'm like, I'm just gonna talk to these fools and just if they don't want to talk, I'm gonna talk about some stupid shit.
I see.
I'm gonna tell you a fucked up story. I'm just gonna think of something off the top of my head. I don't know what it could be. Yeah, just go for it. Like I asked him for a fucked up story. He didn't want to give me one. I'm like, man, I got more fucked up stories than I need in this fucking brain of mine. I might just tell you guys and make you feel uncomfortable.
And not really like shit that is don't be happening.
Yeah. Because you guys are just posting in the crib or what? You know, you haven't had enough time in your lives to go get into some fucked up shit yet, really.
That's a fucked up story, Adam.
You want to hear a fucked up story?
Yeah.
Well, give me like a keyword or like a theme, something that you want me to zero in on.
Six bitches.
Six?
Six bitches.
Jesus Christ, you just blew me out of the water. I can't say I ever did that.
Four bitches.
Well, I did have a situation here with three girls where... there's a lot of cocaine involved, and there's like, you know, this is the first time I ever had like three girls going hard on my dick at the same time, and that was right. Kind of rewarding, you know.
Right,
I was like, damn, I earned this.
Okay, no, I gotta keep it going.
Let's keep it going. It was cool, you know, and it was cool too, cause like one of them was like half black, and me and her were like making out like on the other girl's asshole. Yeah. It was like this whole like weird. I don't even know how that shit happened, bro. That was fire. That was like,
so you know, just saying,
he's a real. So this is a grown man.
Yeah, but I'm telling you the real shit.
You just saying it was an intense moment.
It was intense.
It just like it was the kind of thing that like you know you could have sex 100 times and not remember one of them, but then like that just stuck out of my brain. Like holy fuck.
What type of situation was that?
Fans. Well, one of them was like my girl, and then the other two were fans.
Okay. They were fans.
Yeah. That. Well, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't probably appreciate being called that, but basically it was true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nah, trust me, I'm already knowing.
You guys are in the fan game?
I mean, nah, I ain't go flex, nah.
No?
Nah, I just be...
You're not fucking fans yet? No, you're fucking up then. You gotta get on that wave.
I fucked
not
the...
Yet.
Never mind, I'm not even gonna say
you that. You just aired yourself out, let's hear the story.
I already know she gonna watch this shit.
Who gives a fuck if she watches it? She'll be hyped. She's like, oh, you talked about me on No Jumper. She'll probably film it with her phone, put it on Instagram.
Candy.
Not the girl, right. I'm talking about... somebody.
What, you got a girlfriend?
He's talking about
his boyfriend.
He's talking about
boyfriend.
Oh shit.
Cooked. He just fucking slaughtered your ass.
Nigga said his boyfriend.
His boyfriend. Damn, he just threw him under the bus. Damn, is this something we need to know about you?
Fuck that, bro. Y'all hell, bro.
Nah, but I mean I say it all the time. I'm like, I hate when rappers come in here and they got like, oh yeah, I got a girlfriend, so I can't talk about any cool shit. I'm like, no. You're a rapper. You gotta tell her. It ain't about you anymore. It's about me, and I'm going to air shit out.
No, it's not even, like, if you're a rapper, bro, there's no such thing as having a girlfriend.
Well, and that's
you said
point.
It's not a good idea?
You said there's no such thing.
Oh, okay.
What? No, there's no such thing as having a girlfriend.
I mean.
Not when you just, like, when shit start popping.
Especially then, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Once you're washed up, yeah, you can totally get married. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Like, Soulja can get fucking married right now.
You think Soulja's washed up?
Bro, and I fuck with him, like, mm-hmm. hard. It's a done deal.
Yeah, it is, huh?
He fucked up.
It's a shame. Yeah. No, he just lost his mind. He didn't have to do that shit with fucking Soulja Boy and everybody, like, or with Yachty and Quavo. That was like the most unnecessary beef.
Exactly what I said.
You don't want to start a beef with Quavo like that because number one, they really will hurt you. That. And number two, they're popping as fuck. You don't want to turn the fans against you. If you go against Migos, you're forcing the fans to choose them because they're making hot ass music and you're not.
Yeah, they're on right now.
They're like, as fuck. Yeah.
They're going 30.
Yeah. Even if he was 100% in the right, which he obviously wasn't, he's obviously tweaking, then. The fans are still going to find a way to side with the dudes who are making hot-ass music, you know?
Because they're better than him.
Yeah. But did Soulja Boy mean a lot to you at one point in your life?
Fuck yes,
me
bro.
Too.
Like, when I... Bro.
Hell yeah.
Like, when I first started listening to music, it was Soulja, Sosa.
That nigga was... Yeah.
Riff Raff.
Mm. Were we talking 2011, 2012-ish?
Yeah.
2011.
When Riff Raff had a new video like three times a week and shit. Yeah. TKO Capone. He was just wilding.
I don't know about that part.
You don't remember Riff Raff like that?
Used to listen to Lil Debbie.
See, that's kind of dark. Yeah, you don't want to admit that.
Riff Raff.
No, Debbie, in my opinion,
V Nasty
still hard as fuck. And I hate how they try to give Young M.A. the cred for being like a gay rapper. It's like, nah, V Nasty came first and she did it way better. She's better than everybody. She's the best girl rapper.
She was fire, bro.
You know, she's still fire. She just...
Damn, I wish I could remember that freestyle shit. I think it was like AK-47 freestyle.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? She was in the mansion.
Yes.
That shit was so hard.
Bro, V Nasty is also with the shits more than any rapper. Like, I mean, obviously there's like dude rappers. But in terms of girls, I would give it to her. People hate on her though because she just said the N-word. She white,
yeah,
and she said N-word.
Say,
yeah,
because she said nigga and shit.
It's kind of weird. I see where they're coming from on that. She is white as hell.
I thought I heard Maddox say nigga one time, and I was like, no. I kept playing him, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, because you're talking about that one line. He said he had a lot of people accusing him of saying it.
I kept listening.
He said it?
No, he didn't.
But he said it.
He said, what's that? There's one line on the Overwhelming song that kind of sounds like he says it, but he doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on the Overwhelming shit.
Yeah. Did you see Bill Maher on the news saying it? He's like a comedian on the TV show, and he said it, and his people got mad as fuck. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, I don't listen to
him. You don't care. You don't need to know about that. if you did a song with V Nasty and she wanted to say the N-word, would you let her? Or is that awkward?
I don't know, man.
You know it's crazy, bro? Out here in like LA, it's hella white people that say nigga. And that shit was like, I ain't gonna lie, I kept saying like, bro, all right, you can chill now. Like, you can chill.
You check people about it though?
Yeah, like.
That's good.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Unless it's like some big ass white dude gonna beat my ass, I ain't. You got it, bro. I'm your nigga. No homo.
Well, the interesting thing about V Nasty, though, is that she didn't say it on the mixtape that she did with Gucci. But she said Gucci told her to.
Gucci, who?
Gucci did a whole mixtape with her, right? Back when 2002, 12 or whatever. Oh. And then she told me that he told her it was all good and that she should say it, but then she didn't because like she realized it was probably a bad idea, which it's certainly probably a bad idea.
Wow, Gucci, nigga.
I don't know what the fuck happened with that, but I don't know what else we got to talk about here. I'm just such a big Doo Wop Kane fan, but it's like it really is about the music with him more so than it is about him being able to describe the music. He doesn't even know. He just knows that he's fire. He don't know how to explain it exactly.
Try to explain your music, bro.
Looks at Snapchat.
Nah, go ahead.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead ass.
Is this why you're mad at him all the time?
Yes.
Because he just stonewalls you?
Try to explain my music.
In three words.
Yeah, in three words.
I can explain it. Sipping lean, sipping codeine, it's the same thing.
That was not three words.
I forgot it wasn't three words.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's fire. It's on SoundCloud. You can listen to it for free.
It's just fire. You did it.
You need to make more videos, though. You need the visual element.
Yeah. I got more videos coming.
Yeah.
I've been in LA working and trying to shoot some videos.
We need one for the No Jumper channel. Do you prefer to shoot your shoot your videos of the new stuff, or do you prefer to go with the old shit?
What'd you say?
Saying you got to do one for the No Jumper YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Bet. Send it. But when you, if you're going to do a video at this point, you're doing it for new shit, or you, or do you feel like you're too cool to do videos for your old shit?
For my new shit. And I mean, for both, really. I gotta shoot for my old shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because all of them up, like all of those songs are up right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Porn codeine, AK-47.
I shot for that, but like, all you got took, it got taken down for some reason.
Porn codeine?
Like the video, I don't know why.
Is it because you're 15 and you're singing about lean and probably carrying a machine gun?
Nah, it was copyright for it. It was, I don't know.
For what?
Some, I don't know.
It's probably some bitch ass kid claimed the song before you claimed it. Oh my God, that's terrible. That's a real, that's an assault on our freedom.
That was a long time ago.
I heard YouTube don't fuck with you.
YouTube don't fuck with me anymore.
They don't?
Well, they used to give me a shitload of money, and they don't really do that anymore. They still let me put videos up. That's about it.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. I'm doing too much fucked up shit in my videos, apparently.
That's why?
But it ain't like one by one with the videos. It's more like...
Wait, that's actually not fair.
The whole channel. It's like,
not.
Really no, not dead fair. Ass. Because I got interviews that used to make mad money. It's just me sitting there talking to somebody, and now it's like... It's like... It still makes something, but it's like 90% drop off.
Damn.
And, no. I'm lucky that I'm hood rich.
He said, I'm hungry.
You know,
that's fucked up.
I got bricks. I got Molly. I got white.
Fucking just sell drugs.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. It's weird because when I think about when I used to sell drugs, it's like I was in a really... the whole problem was I didn't know enough people. Mm-hmm. Now I know everybody. If I sell drugs, I'd be amazingly good at it. I know everybody.
Network too good.
It'd be too easy. Then I'm in the spotlight a little too much, so I couldn't really do it.
He sell drugs all the time.
Do you? What you got?
Oh, chill.
I'm trying to buy a pint right now. I'm just kidding. I almost did just buy a fucking a line, but...
We don't do no lean or none of that.
No lean?
No.
Well, you're off that? You used to be on that?
I don't know. What is... I never did lean.
What is lean? It's like cough syrup.
I never did lean.
Never did it? When you were younger, were you just rapping about shit because it sounded good?
Yeah. I just, you know, I just never did
lean. Or are you just saying this because you know your parents are going to watch it?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I never... What is lean? You know?
What is lean? It's okay, man. You shouldn't know what lean is. I know you're being facetious, but... So you're underage. What about the Catch Me Outside girl? Is she bad in your opinion?
That's my bitch.
You're 18.
You think anybody in the rap game is hooked up with her?
I don't know, man. She's
14.
Fucking, she was just 13, bro.
Yeah, it's so, fucked up.
Like, what? I don't know.
But Kodak did that video with her. What are you showing me? What is it?
Wait.
Yo, he want me to tell you about how Duo used to talk to Sky Jackson.
Who's that?
Oh, that shit.
I gotta look it up. It's a little kid shit I don't know
Sky
about.
Sky Jackson?
I don't know.
Disney Channel?
I'm gonna look it up right now. From the Disney Channel. That's exactly why I don't know who it is.
Bro, you know that's funny?
She be commenting
that's
on
really
shit.
Funny.
That's his girl.
Oh, bro. You wanna know what? She just followed us on No Jumper. Because she was tweeting about...
Bro, you know she was at an egg show, yes. Bro. You know how funny that
that's
is?
That's the first
so
thing that comes
funny,
up.
Bro. We were dead.
She kind of got a big head, huh?
Bro.
I mean, in like a cute way. How old is she now, actually? Because most of these photos, she's incredibly
she's 14.
Young. Still?
No,
Jesus.
No, no, no.
Oh,
she was just 13.
Is she really 14? And I said she's cute? God damn it.
Oh, he did.
I mean, I meant cute in the sense that, like, you know, a baby's cute.
Bro, she looked like a little...
I mean, I couldn't tell how old she was from sort of looking at that. Damn, she's because yo, like, she tweeted. What was the No Jumper thing that they retweeted that she said? She said it was like favorite songs, and it was like Smoke Perp, fucking all these like Lil Pump. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was at them shows. This shit funny as fuck.
She's probably the one who punched X.
Oh shit!
I shouldn't be making light of that. That was fucked
That's
up.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah,
chill. I fuck with him.
No, one of the dudes who works for me was like, oh, can I post memes about X getting punched?
Funny.
I'm like, no.
X don't give a fuck though. He don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it was good that I saw that he just made a joke out of it right away. But at the same time, it's like, I feel fucked up if I was making a joke about that. You know, he could have fucking got really hurt. You know. That's what I thought when I saw it. I was like, God damn.
That shit pissed me off.
It's whatever, man.
I want to know if the dude who's all stabbed up in the hospital is the one who actually punched him.
Nah, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
You hope he dies?
Every day, B.
That's a real, very real quote right there.
And, I mean, you know, he was talking shit.
Who, X?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like, hella shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely...
They're going to come back harder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy as shit to see that shit with X and Ski, because the fans don't give a fuck at all.
It's like a,
they love them like so much. And, it doesn't matter.
It's like a back and forth thing.
They yeah. got the, like, the fiest fan base.
Yeah. The fans are fucking insane. You ever look at Rob Stone's Instagram? Look at all the comments. It's so brutal every day, bro. It's like 30,000 negative comments on everything he does.
He sucks. Who is that nigga anyway?
I mean, he's a rapper in San Diego. He was on No Jumper like 2 years ago.
Oh, you tweaking, bro.
I don't know. I mean, my experience with him, he's been a perfectly nice guy. Not exactly feeling the way that this whole scenario has played out, to say the least, but, you know, it is what it is.
He was a cool guy to you?
Hmm?
He was cool to you?
No, he's always been cool. I've seen him a million times. Actually, I was there when that fucking shit happened to Ski Mask, which was real awkward, so, you know.
Oh, you was there?
I was there because I didn't think it was a beef like that. I just showed up, just like, you know, and I seen Rob Stone outside. I'm like, oh, what up, Rob? I walked in with him, and then that happened, and then I had to call X and tell him about it. And that was awkward. And it wasn't like, and that was weird too. It was like, oh, I was there, but I couldn't do anything. But if you saw who was there with Rob, like, ain't nobody was doing anything about it, you know? But I also had no idea until it happened. And then it just spilled outside right away. I don't know. I'm choosing to talk about this finally on air. I never talked about this publicly before.
Either way. You ever been playing basketball and a unicorn came and slapped you? I was like, bro, hot tamales just came in.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
Let's start with the playing basketball part. No. And then the whole unicorn thing? No. Not really.
Oh, shit.
And then getting slapped by the unicorn also.
Right, that was actually funny.
What is that? Is this like a reference to like fucking Hey Arnold or some shit? I don't know what you're talking about.
I did ask. Like when you was talking, I swear to God, like, I was high as fuck.
Right there?
I lost you, so I had to come up with something else.
Oh, okay. Well, it's perfectly fair. What else should we talk about before we wrap this up?
I fuck with bacon.
That's real. Bacon normally is like, that's like a white person thing to talk about.
Next year, me and Duop gonna be selling mixtapes out the trunk.
I actually totally support that. I think that's a great idea.
We not fucking with iTunes and edit.
If you were like slightly popping and you posted up outside here with mixtapes out the trunk, you could be, it would work.
I'm Gucci.
You're Gucci? Well, I think it would work. Make $5 at a time, $10 at a time. That shit's lit.
I stick to niggas just calling me a SoundCloud rapper.
Man, I'm with that
That's
too.
That's negative.
You know? Yeah, I know that shit sucks, but that shit's annoying.
You don't like being called a SoundCloud rapper? I remember.
No, it's just like, bro, like no one called niggas back then like fucking YouTube rappers, and nobody called niggas like fucking
CD rapper.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's just another platform.
And they want to act like there's
niggas upload music on YouTube.
Something right. in common every with day. All YouTube rappers rapper. On SoundCloud? Nah. It's like every SoundCloud just plays for your music.
They mad because that shit getting niggas money.
I used to ask that question when I did interviews like 2 years ago. I'd be like, how do you feel about people calling you a SoundCloud rapper? And it's not even... If you're still saying that, you're a weirdo.
Niggas gonna hate what? That. That shit sucks.
You're a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, that shit is weird.
That shit is kind of weird.
If you are saying you're a SoundCloud rapper, like, there's a 100% chance that you have no career and no prospects and that you are on zero.
Shout out to Ron Soko.
Because if you knew anything, you'd know that you got to just put your shit on SoundCloud. Right?
That shit suck, bro. That shit honestly suck. I hate that.
All right, give me some shout outs before we wrap this shit up.
I said I was going to give a shout out to my cameraman, Quincy.
Shout out, Quincy.
Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Duop. Shout out to Momager.
Hey, shout out to my mama, bro. Shout out K Supreme, bro.
Yeah, shout out K.
Shout out Real. Candy Paint, bitch ass nigga. Shout out Adam, that bitch ass fuck nigga.
Fuck? N-word? No, bro. I'm
shout
with the shits, bro.
In this room.
I'm just stuck here now looking at this picture of Scott Jackson on stage standing next to Lil Pump. It's a crazy photo.
Nigga took your girl, bro.
What? Who?
You ain't seen this picture?
What the fuck is that? Oh, my God.
At the X show. Look, you got X and Lil Pump, and then she's
standing
right
there. I don't
know
what that is.
It's just a fucking rap show. I don't know. I think you know exactly what it is.
That's hell.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to fucking... I'm not going to say the city name where I'm from, but fuck everybody in that city, bro. These niggas, fuck them that
really?
I'm from. But I'm not going to say it from. It's a little town in Georgia, but fuck them niggas.
Really? Is that whack?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Why, they kick your door?
Nah, niggas just hate.
This nigga's hell.
What is that slang you keep saying? This dude is heel?
Hell.
Hell. What the hell does that mean?
Like you hell.
Like you just.
You just hell? That's like the worst thing you can say about somebody, but I never heard it used like that before.
Like, you just, I don't know. know.
You fucking up, bro.
You know, hell's like the bad like, place good, you go when you die,
way.
Right?
I don't know. No, not fucking, in a good
I don't
way.
Know. Like, it is in a good way. Like you don't
never,
just say
you. If you call me, if you be like, bro, you hell, I'm not going to get excited, my nigga.
Nigga, I don't get mad. What?
All right, you hell.
So, I'm saying you hell. Like, it's not it's hard bad.
To, bro, you just hell.
I mean, you're telling me, I'll take it. I don't care. At a certain point, I was like,
it's not even in a bad. I don't even know what he's. It's not even in a bad way.
Yeah. Oh. Appreciate you clearing that up for me. All right. Well, appreciate you guys coming in and doing the podcast. Do up. I'm a massive
no problem,
fan. Candy
bro.
Payne, massive fan. We're gonna get to this bag this year, right?
Definitely.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Fuck my exes.
Gang. Fuck your exes. I'm down. They're 18. I'm down.
No. Saying like fuck them hoes.
Oh, but if you want me to fuck them, I mean, I'm here. I did the podcast with you. I got some clout, right? No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. Do Up Kane, Candy Paint. Keep your motherfucking eyes peeled. Coming in hot. 2017. Bang.